Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Big 12 Nation. Just a quick episode. A couple things going on. Obviously, Charlie Strong needs to win out. Baylor says they're going to have a new coaching search. We'll see if Tom Herman actually leaves Houston for Baylor. I don't think he would leave Houston for Baylor. And this week's matchups, I want to look at Kansas State at Baylor. Because if K-State can get bowl eligible, I see K-State getting 8 wins and finishing out the schedule strong. If Baylor doesn't win, I don't think Baylor's going to win anymore. I think they're going to finish like 7-5 and just fall all the way down the stretch. I really think that Texas loss did something to their mentality. On the other hand, Texas still playing that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde game, not finding a way to just win consistently. It was very frustrating, the West Virginia game. I just feel like their offense should have been able to put up 40 points easily. Their defense played much better. Ever since Charlie Strong taking over, their defense has improved much. And in my opinion, it seems like the offense has slowed down. I mean, if the offense was where it was at the first couple of weeks, I mean, Texas is probably 9-3 easily this season. And it's just inconsistency. There's too much Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Maybe that's a problem with a young team. But at some point, you got to find a way to finish it out. I've said that I thought that Charlie Strong era would be over, not because he's a bad coach. He's a great coach. It's just things just ain't working out there. Nothing is consistent. It's too up and down. And people in Austin need consistency. Now, other matchups we got this week, Oklahoma at West Virginia. I think that's the one everybody wants to see. If West Virginia can win this game somehow and finish with only one loss, they maybe have a chance for the college football playoff the way all these other teams are losing. And I think it would be cool if the committee did it just for the simple fact that when you hear these guys on ESPN, Paul Feinbaum, Booger McFarland, hating on the Big 12 Conference, the funny thing is that they say, you know, the Pac-12, this or that, you know, doesn't, you know, have a chance. But who's to say what West Virginia would do on a neutral field with Texas A&M, who they haven't ranked for it? I mean, that's another inconsistent team. Say what they would do, you know, against any of the other teams. Ohio State's good. Michigan's tough. You know, the Big Ten Conference is looking good this year. I will definitely say that. But just the frustration overall with the playoff and the favoritism towards certain conferences, you know. But it's week by week. We'll see what happens. And, you know, Oklahoma and West Virginia is a game. Everybody who loves this conference should be watching. Now, let's go on to the next game. Texas, Kansas. I mean, I really shouldn't say anything about that. Because don't beat Kansas is really nothing. We honestly can say I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to get frustrated. Just say, all right, it's over. Texas going to Kansas and blow them out and stop playing childish games and be consistent. Texas Tech at Iowa State. Texas Tech almost won last week. So I'm going to give Texas Tech these next two wins. They play good on the road. They should be able to beat Iowa State. They almost got Oklahoma State last week. So I'm going to give Texas Tech these next two. And I think they play their butts off with Baylor at home next week to get bowl eligible. Cliff Kingsbury finishes 7-6. And I know people in Lubbock are like, I'm tired of these 7-6 subpar seasons, but it's going to take 6, 7, 8 years for Cliff Kingsbury to get that thing rolling. It took Art Briles that long at Baylor. It's not going to be, you know, snap of a finger overnight. So in a couple of years, it'll be Texas and Texas Tech because they're young teams. I guarantee you, Texas and Texas Tech will be the two tough teams. Oklahoma's about to lose their quarterback in a year or so. So it's going to be recycled in the dominance and the power. Oklahoma State's quarterback, they're going to have to get a new one soon. So Texas and Texas Tech are on the rise. All right, and the final game we'll talk about, guys, Oklahoma State at TCU. I think TCU gets this one at home. I think TCU finds a way to win this one at home, especially the way they throttle Baylor. They win this one, they get bowl eligible, they get into a bowl game, and makes the next game, Thanksgiving weekend, which I would like to attend, where it's TCU versus Texas, a very fun game. So, and Charlie Strong's going to be coaching for his job there. He's not going to be able to just win that game on some last-second field goal stuff. He needs to win that game by a touchdown, two touchdowns, and show that, yo, these kids can play consistently for once. So, let's see what happens. Let's see if Texas can finish 8-5. We'll see. But the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde stuff has got to stop in Austin. You know, everybody likes Charlie Strong. Everybody wants him to do good. He's got to find a way to get them kids to play consistently and just finish. You know, too much celebrating before finishing. Celebrate after you finish. Go in there and handle business and, you know, lay the wood to people. Stop farting around, playing around with them, letting people back in the game. It's too much of that going on in Texas. Beat people's butt, get moving. So, that's it. I just want to do a quick episode of Big 12 Nation, man. Just waiting to see what happens with these playoffs. Waiting to see what happens with West Virginia, Oklahoma. Next week, Texas versus TCU will be a big game. We'll see what TCU, Oklahoma State will be. Another thing I love is down the stretch, as much as, you know, the national media doesn't try and give the Big 12 its props, down the stretch, I think Big 12 football has the funnest football whatsoever because most of the teams in the league are bowl eligible. I mean, there's only two teams that aren't bowl eligible out of 10. So it shows you how competitive and how good conference is on all level. Whereas, in the other conferences, Big Ten, SEC, there's two or three teams that are phenomenal, and then the rest are over. But I like to see what our middle teams would do with their middle teams in a bowl game. So, Big 12 Nation, let's stay tuned, see what happens. A couple weeks extra in the season. I remember it was just July yesterday, and I was previewing all these teams, and my goodness, the season's almost over. But it's been a blast. It's been fun. Big 12 Nation, love you. I'm out.